Touchstone Theater proudly presents Christmas City Follies 14, the high-spirited vaudevillian variety show that draws inspiration from Bethlehem, a.k.a. the Christmas City, and the holiday season. Christmas City Follies 14 will run from December 5th through the 22nd at Touchstone Theater, 321 East 4th Street, south side of Bethlehem. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. With material ranging from side-splitting hilarity to touching sentiment, Follies escapades this year include character favorites like Touchstone founder Bill George's The Old Guy, Ensemble associate Mary Wright's Little Reg, and the Pajama Sisters working hard to look and sound fabulous in onesies. The show also features Broadway musical numbers rewritten with seasonally themed lyrics, reorchestrated Christmas carols, new character comedy, and a fresh take on audience favorite, the Shopping Cart Ballet. The Touchstone Ensemble is setting up for an exciting year, reports artistic director J.P. Jordan. This year marks Jordan's sixth time directing the Follies. I spoke with Touchstone founder Bill George and artistic director J.P. Jordan about this year's Follies.
My first year was Follies 5, and we're now on Follies 14. I was told when I came on at Follies 5 that these things were already established and they couldn't go away. So it's like the old guy's in with the shopping cart ballet. I just had my marching orders and I just went with them and I just kept putting them in every year.
There's no set right or wrong way to do this.
Touchstone Theater's founder, Bill George.
And we have to figure it out every year. This was Mark McKenna's concept from the beginning, and he also, I think, was the brainchild behind the shopping cart ballet. He's such a crazy clown. I think the key thing about the shopping cart ballet or the old guy is that with the old guy, and I think too with the shopping cart ballet, and I'm sure with Mary and Little Red, is that you don't want to be just recycling old material. You want this to somehow go on. And I know the old guy now is very different than he was in the beginning. He was like really mean in the beginning. And actually, I think he's much better the meaner he is and the darker he is. But now he's just turned into this sweet little love spreader. I think that that's funny, but perhaps not as edgy as it used to be. The thing is to keep it fresh, and JP gives me the freedom. If I can't work it out, we got to move on to new material. But to do a character over 14 years and to allow it to evolve is something that's very special. You know, that's what inspires it, is to somehow find character, somehow find a way of getting a bit of that.
I think a lot of the pieces kind of go to that. If they are a satire, and certainly there's plenty of satire, and certainly you've never held back with satirical pieces, they're never mean-spirited satire. They're satire where you're thinking, look back and just kind of look at where you're going with this.
That's something Bill and I have in common, is that we both want to elevate the spirit through the work we create.
Touchstone Theater's artistic director, J.P. Jordan.
I'm sort of a joy junkie. I want people to be happy and dancing, and I want people to feel good. You know, like the Buddha said, the thing in life is to eliminate suffering.
In this year's Follies is probably about the most joyful. I mean, it's just unendingly fun. It's ridiculously silly and delightfully joyous.
That must be great to work on. That must be great to practice and run through and work on it.
I lie in bed when I'm working on my lines in the morning before I get out of bed, and I'm going through what I'm doing, and I'm thinking, whoa, that is really silly. Oh, that is so silly. Oh, that is ridiculous. Or different scenes, and I'm thinking, if we can just land that, that could be really funny. I mean, it's a ton of work.
There's a lot of joy that gets left behind as well.
Once you begin, is there a lot of culling? Do you lose half of it along the way?
Well, we started with 120 possible ideas and brought it down to 20.
Okay.
So
I think 24.
They have become ideas, have married each other and become smeared into three ideas in one. And only one-fifth of the ideas make it. But we don't do all the same amount of work on all of those ideas. We try and get it down to half to a third before we start doing any deep amount of work.
I don't think there's been many heartbreaks this year, though. Like in the past, I've ended up even as late in the process of as tech rehearsal cutting a piece that somebody has worked on for months.
I imagine the people that are invested in it really lobby for their piece to stay on the ship. And
I look at the role as director on Follies as being the grand editor and also the album producer. I've always looked at Follies as an A-side and a B-side. You've got to resurrect the art form of making an album with the Follies.
You put the concept onto this piece early on, which we will not reveal.
It is more concept-driven.
Yeah. It's cool. Like, oh, you're going to look at this. You're going to look at this and you say, whoa, this isn't a review. This is a play.
Touchstone's founder, Bill George. I also spoke with artistic director at Touchstone Theater, J.P. Jordan. Christmas City Follies 14 runs from December 5th through the 22nd, Thursdays through Saturdays at 8. Sundays, there's a matinee at 2. And on Saturday, December 21st, there'll be a special matinee show at 2, in addition to the regular shows. For more information, the Touchstone number is 610-867-1689. More information also available at touchstone.org. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.